we get the superintendent of schools in. Heath Hewland, how are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing well.
Appreciate the opportunity, as always. School board, I assume, met last night?
We did. We had a really good meeting last night, and we are rolling through these last few weeks. We sent home progress reports yesterday, so that means we're at the halfway point, so 4.5 weeks left before the final report card.
Gotcha. Some testing going on right now, huh?
Absolutely. All of our schools right now are immersed in state testing. Most of our elementary schools will probably finish up by Wednesday of next week, and then our high schools are on a little slightly different schedule, and they may go a little longer, but by the end of next week, we should be wrapping up pretty well.
Gotcha. You want any other announcements before we dive into last night's meeting?
No, let's talk about the meeting first.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had a couple items of interest on the agenda dealing with some stipend pay that will be going out to various groups of employees. The first one that we considered was a differentiated stipend, and that is from money that came to the districts, the local districts from the state during this fiscal year. And each state, each district was given a certain allocation, and that money was tagged to incentivize certain groups of teachers in areas that are hard to staff. And so Iberia identified two areas that are hard to staff that fit the criteria that the state gave us. And so last night the board approved to issue stipends to two groups of teachers. One is teachers that are working in disadvantaged populations. Those are schools that have a poverty rate of 85% or higher. It's no secret that when we have a very large population of high poverty students in one school, it makes it more difficult to do our jobs, and because a lot of times those students need a little extra help. You know, they may have some reading difficulties or some other things that require a little extra effort and extra concentration on certain skills to get those kids caught up. So we have 9 schools in the district that fit that criteria, and so those teachers, certified teachers at those schools, will receive one of these differentiated stipends from the state. And the second group were critical shortage areas that the state identified as areas where we have trouble staffing teachers, and they identified secondary mathematics, grades 6 through 12, secondary science, grades 6 through 12, and special education teachers, grades K through 12. So any of our teachers that fit into one of those categories will receive a stipend from the state at the end of the school year. And out of our district, we have 333 teachers that fit into one of those categories, and they'll get a $1,000 stipend at the end of this school year.
This was money, because people may be hearing the legislature right now talking about the budget and stipends, but those would be right for maybe future.
Those are for next fiscal
year.
Yep. So the state, at the beginning of this year, they gave a $2,000 stipend for every certified teacher and a $1,000 stipend for every non-certified employee. That was dispersed in the fall semester. We gave it out in Iberia in December. At the same time we received those stipends, we also received this differentiated stipend pot, and we had to study and decide which categories we were going to apply it to based on the guidance that we were given. And all of that came to us in the 23-24 MFP allotment. So now the legislature is considering the 24-25 MFP, and from what I understand, Bessie is recommending that both the across-the-board stipend and this differentiated stipend be put into next year's MFP as well. So fingers crossed, if it passes, we'll be able to do this again next year.
Gotcha.
One more group that we were able to offer an incentive stipend to is our cafeteria workers. So through our cafeteria program, our child nutrition program is funded through federal dollars. And in that budget, they gave us the opportunity to incentivize employees in that area, because just school employees in general are becoming hard to staff. I mean, you hear it on the news every day, you know, there's a shortage of teachers, but it doesn't just hit us in the classroom. You know, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, different groups are becoming harder and harder to staff. But this money was targeted specifically at cafeteria employees through the Child Nutrition Program, and those are federal dollars. And so it's also an incentive program, and it's based on longevity. So the longer that they're employed with us, the more they're eligible for. It's based on work attendance, and it's based on completing USDA trainings that are required of those workers. So they do those three things, and they're eligible for a stipend of up to $1,500 if they complete each of the three categories. So we're happy that our cafeteria workers will qualify for that, and that will be dispersed in June of this year.
Gotcha.
So some good news for some of our folks, and we're continuing to study our budget. You know, the district gave a local raise at the beginning of this school year for all employees, and we're continuing to look at that. And our sales taxes remain healthy in Iberia Parish. We've had a great year, so hopefully we'll be able to do more to help out our employees in the school system.
Yeah, I know last time Mike Tarantino was on, he was talking about your report to IDF and the idea that the tax numbers are continuing to be good.
Yes, and so as long as that remains steady, you know, we could bank on that and we could adjust our budgets accordingly. But that's also a moving target. You know,
yeah.
Things are good right now, but we have to be cautious about how we budget because, you know, as quickly as those numbers go up, they could go down. So
yeah.
We
got to continue to shop at home.
Absolutely. Shop Iberia first, and that is the most important thing to do.
There you go. Any other highlights?
Yeah, so a couple things I wanted to share is that we're going to be having a ribbon cutting next week, Wednesday, May 1st at 2 p.m., and that's going to be at Johnson Hopkins Elementary School. And it's a ribbon cutting for a special project that we've been working in conjunction with the Iberia Mental Health Initiative. That's the group that is sponsoring the Bayou Side Run this week.
May 4th.
I believe. Oh, May 4th, next Saturday in downtown New Iberia. So through the proceeds that they raise, they do programming for mental health initiatives in our school system, and they've been a great partner. And they're starting a program called the Buddy Bench. And so we have some elementary schools where they've installed these green benches, and the kids do a lesson on what the Buddy Bench is. And if a child is feeling alone, they don't have a playmate, they don't have anybody to talk to at recess or during lunch, they could go and sit on this bench. And then the kids are trained that if you see one of your peers sitting on that bench, that means they need a friend, they need somebody to talk to. And so we've been using it for a few weeks now at Johnson Hopkins Elementary, and it's working great. You know, the principal sent me some pictures the other day of the kids sitting on the bench talking and playing together. So we want to thank the Iberia Mental Health Initiative for bringing this issue to the forefront, you know, about teaching our little ones to be more inclusive and to make friends and to look out for their peers who might be lonely or by themselves. So we're going to have some folks from the Mental Health Initiative, some of our board members and some community members at Johnson Hopkins at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, and they're going to dedicate that bench and do a little ribbon cutting. So we want to thank Catherine and Dean Watney and their group with the Iberia Mental Health Initiative.
No, very good, very good.
So next week, on Monday, the 29th, we will be sending out letters for those students who will be affected by our rezoning plan that was passed a few weeks ago by the school board. And this rezoning is affecting six elementary schools, and it's to accommodate the closure of Sugar Land Elementary so that we could begin our renovations and construction for the new Anderson campus. So those six schools will be receiving letters on Monday if your address falls into one of the areas that will be moving around. Those will go home. And in that letter, we're also giving the dates where we're having, during the week of May 6th, we're going to be having open houses at Johnson Hopkins, Center Street, Park, Daspid, and Koto Elementary, and because those are the schools that will be receiving new students. So we're going to be having an open house there for the students that will be attending those schools next year to go and tour if it's their first time to be on that campus. They'll get to meet the principal, meet some of the teachers, and it's all part of helping those students make a smooth transition to their new schools as part of our rezoning project.
Hard to believe six schools would be affected by one closing.
Yep. So the students at Sugar Land were dispersed into four different schools depending on their address. And so in order to accommodate those students, some of the students that were already in those schools had to be pushed to a school where maybe they were living a little closer to make room for the new students. It's kind of like a ripple effect.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to work out in the best interest of everybody, because when we made the plan, we looked at location, and students will be attending the schools that are actually, in some cases, closer to their home than the school that they were currently attending.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Any other news?
Yeah. Next week, next month, we'll be only having one board meeting the month of May, and that's due to graduation.
Gotcha.
Week. So our meeting for the month of May will be held on May 22nd. And graduation week for us will be May the 13th through the 17th. So we kick off with Generette on Monday, May 13th. Tuesday, May 14th, we'll be at Lorville High School. Wednesday, the 15th, we'll be at Westgate High School. And then Thursday, the 16th, that evening, we'll be at New Iberia Senior High. And then we wrap up the week on Friday, the 17th, at Delcom High for graduation. So we're looking forward to celebrating commencement with those seniors, and I know that they're getting excited. Lots of activities going on for seniors and their families at our schools these next couple of weeks as they wind down their high school time.
Absolutely. Any other news or announcements?
That's all I have this morning, and just want to thank you for having us on after the board meetings.
You bet. So we'll not see you again until about the 23rd of May.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, again, appreciate it, Heath. Always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to the next time.